In the day's other news, mandates for COVID-19 vaccination spread to more of the country as the Delta variant surges. New York became the nation's first big city to require proof of shots for indoor dining, theaters, and gyms. Tyson Foods ordered its 120,000 employees to get vaccinated. It is one of the first big employers of frontline workers to do so. And Microsoft said starting in September, anyone entering its buildings must be vaccinated. Also today, major U.S. automakers announced that unionized workers must return to work wearing masks tomorrow. In Florida, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis rejected any new restrictions today. He spoke in Miami after news that COVID hospitalizations in the state hit a record for the third straight day.
We're not shutting down. We're going to have schools open. We're protecting every Floridian's job in this state. We're protecting people's small businesses. These interventions have failed time and time again throughout this pandemic, not just in the United States, but abroad. They have not stopped the spread, and particularly with Delta, which is even more transmissible.
President Biden today criticized governors who have blocked vaccination and masking requirements. He said, quote, if you aren't going to help, please get out of the way. A Pentagon police officer was stabbed to death today at a transit station outside the Pentagon. The building was put on lockdown for part of the day. It was widely reported that officers shot and killed the suspect at the scene. There was no word on a possible motive. In Afghanistan, the Taliban accelerated its gains, moving to capture a provincial capital for the first time in years. Insurgents gained control of nearly all of Lashkargah in Helmand province, and desperate civilians tried to flee.
I am leaving. Everyone has left. There is bombing from the air, and Taliban are on the ground.
Meanwhile, an explosion in Kabul apparently targeted the acting defense minister. He was unhurt, but at least six others were killed, including four gunmen. A Belarusian exile was found hanged today near his home in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Vitaly Shishov led a group that helps people fleeing the authoritarian government in Belarus. Ukrainian police said they are investigating the death as a possible murder, staged to look like a suicide. A major forest fire is burning on the outskirts of Athens, Greece tonight, forcing thousands to flee their homes. Water-dropping tanker planes and helicopters attempted today to drown the flames. Huge clouds of smoke rose as the fire spread. The fire is feeding off of one of the country's worst heat waves in decades. On Wall Street, stocks made modest gains as investors kept an eye on how new pandemic restrictions might affect the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 278 points to close at 35,116. The Nasdaq rose 80 points. The S&P 500 added 36. And at the Summer Olympics, an American star returned to competition. Gymnast Simone Biles won bronze on the balance beam after sitting out other events to focus on her mental health. And in pole vaulting, American Chris Nilsson won silver, while Sweden took the gold. Still to come on the NewsHour, how the infrastructure deal aims to boost broadband across the U.S., why wildfires hit Western families unequally. A sculptor changes perspective, marveling viewers for decades, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.